Pakistani politics are already in turmoil before Governor Taseer's murder. That's because the country's government lost its majority in parliament. A junior coalition party known as the MQM withdrew its support. It and the ruling Pakistan People's Party are the two largest secular political groups in the country. They are now at loggerheads at a moment when the role of religion in Pakistan is being hotly debated. Madiha Tahir has more on the MQM from Karachi.
MQM has been a primarily urban party representing the ethnic Muhajir community, but it's got grand ambitions. It wants to be Pakistan's next national party. That role has historically belonged to the ruling Pakistan People's Party, or PPP. But at this rally in Bitshah, a PPP stronghold, the MQM is showing that it's taking ground.
It's a national level party. It transcends linguistic, ethnic, regional barriers. And this is a revolution in the offing also.
Farooq Sattar is the group's second in command. He sees no friction between the MQM's historic role as a party for the lower and middle class Muhajir and its aspirations to become a national party.
It's a phenomenon from the neighborhood to the mainstream politics of Pakistan. Started against discrimination. And when this greater realization began to strike that the 98% of people have common problems in Pakistan, they have not been empowered, they have not got the opportunity to participate in the affairs of a state, and that is what change we are aiming at.
MQM began as a student movement in Karachi in the late 1970s, but it was an accident that propelled them to power in the 80s. In April 1985, a female student, Bushra Zaidi, was run over by a Pashtun bus driver. The MQM made the accident a cause, tapping into ethnic tensions and a growing hostility to all outsiders in Karachi.
I landed at Karachi airport and I went to the loo. And I saw this slogan which said, "Punjabis, go back."
Muhammad Hanif, Karachi-based journalist and author, recalls first moving to Karachi 20 years ago.
After I started living in Karachi, I sort of suddenly realized how rife it was with the ethnic tensions. The MQM at that time was trying to come into its own. I was quite fascinated with the phenomenon because I'd never seen anything like this.
The MQM was then a new style of politics. Its workers and party leaders belonged to the neighborhoods they worked in. They walked around without the usual security protocol and political entourage. And, for the long downtrodden Muhajir community, it was a newfound sense of power and identity. But the party also had a militant bent. In a now famous speech on 14 December 1986, its eccentric leader, Altaf Hussain, urged his followers to sell their VCRs and buy AK-47s. One question now in the wake of Salman Taseer's murder is what stance the MQM will take. Taseer was killed for his opposition to Pakistan's blasphemy law by his own security guard. And while the MQM has been vehemently secular, when I talked recently with MQM member Raza Haroon, he appeared to cede the debate about the blasphemy law to religious forces.
Because it's a religious issue, we have appealed to all the religious leaders, scholars, to sit together and have a consensus. I don't feel qualified. I don't feel myself as being qualified to comment on such a religious matter.
There is also a question of how the MQM will behave in the wake of its defection from the governing coalition. It seems the government won't fall. There aren't any signs of a no-confidence vote in parliament. But the newly emboldened opposition could stall legislation, leading to a slow political death for the ruling PPP party. For The World, I'm Madiha Tahir in Karachi.